This year, 10 billion animals worldwide and 500 million in Australia will suffer lives of pain and distress in factory farms. If I treated a dog the way pigs and chickens are treated on these farms, I'd likely be prosecuted.
This familiar voice is Hugo Weaving. He's an ambassador for animal rights organisation Voiceless, who earlier this week launched a campaign speaking out against factory farming practices. We spoke to Dana Campbell, CEO of Voiceless, about the state of Australian farms and the new campaign.
This campaign Voiceless launched earlier this week is produced by a coalition of media and creative professionals who are interested in animal issues and mostly donated their time to help us get our message out. And that message is that factory farming, the truth is hard to swallow, is the name of the campaign. And the television commercials, I think, very cleverly show some of the really cruel, brutal side effects of factory farming that impact the animals in a way that sort of, we hope, provokes people to start thinking about where the food on their fork comes from.
And in terms of who you got to be involved in it, how do you approach celebrities like Hugo Weaving and Abbie Cornish to donate their time to a campaign like this?
Well, both Abbie and Hugo are what we call our Voiceless ambassadors, and we have a couple of celebrities that do that, and it's an easy sell, really. There's a lot of people out there that care about cruelty to animals, including actors and actresses, and they wanted to find a way to get involved with Voiceless, you know, perhaps after coming to one of our events or learning about what we do here in Australia. And they do this because it's something they're passionate about as well, because certainly there's a risk that it might divide their fan base who don't agree with these issues. I mean, they don't have to do that and stick their net out there. They do, though, because it's something they're passionate about and something they want to try and help us get the word out to consumers who we also think are very compassionate and care about what happens to animals. The problem is they don't really know. And again, that's the point of this campaign and why they agreed to lend their names to bring attention to it is we think that once people, you know, lift the veil of secrecy that's surrounded factory farming for all this time and see what happens, you know, they'll be in a position to make their own decisions, whether that's, you know, buying free range or eating less meat during the day or during the week, whatever it is. The point of the campaign and the work that Voiceless does generally and what Hugo and Abbie are doing is not to tell people what to do, but just get the facts and let them make up their own minds.
So this campaign is dedicated to the issues of factory farming, but your organization covers a lot of other animal rights issues as well. Is that right?
No, really, we're really focused because there's a lot of groups out there already doing a lot of those other issues better. So we're really training our focus on factory farming issues and also commercial kangaroo culling, and that's pretty much it.
There's not a lot of attention given to the plight for commercial kangaroos. I think a lot of people wouldn't even know that there were such a thing as a commercial kangaroo. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Basically, one of the things that I found odd when I moved to Australia was the idea that the national icon, the kangaroo, that is looked on by all the other countries as something warm and fuzzy and friendly and is in many circles here considered a pest and is slaughtered and treated as such. And through animal management practices is one way. And what Voiceless focuses on is a commercial cull in which they're, one of the other ways their population is reduced is to be killed and used for meat and exported externally or even served here in Australia. And the problem with that is it's done very brutally. You know, millions of kangaroos are killed in this commercial slaughter. And what's really not talked about at all is the impact that has on their young, the joeys. You know, another million, sort of a side effect of this commercial cull, is that the joeys, and this is by law, must be bashed in the head or otherwise killed if their mothers are shot, presumably so they don't suffer in the wild by being, you know, eaten by predators or slowly starving to death. Nobody's really talking about that other than Voiceless, and we think it's people need to know that.
There's been a lot of heat recently on the live export industry and a number of livestock abattoirs. So why have the public been so captivated by these issues?
Well, I think two things are happening here, both with the abattoir issue and the live export issue that really captured the country's attention last year. And that is, again, the truth has come to the public's attention. You know, these are things that have been hidden. You know, we don't talk about eating pigs and eating cows. We even changed the name so it sounds friendlier. We're eating beef and pork. And poultry, not chickens and pigs. It's an industry that has very consciously tried to keep out of the public eye because they know the practices are objectionable.
Do Do you think our food production industry may just be too large to ever really be adequately regulated in terms of animal cruelty?
I do not. I absolutely do not. I think there has to be a will to do it, though. There has to be a will by the people, you know, enforcing, you know, the will of the government to get it done. I think it absolutely can be done. Other countries have shown they could do it, and certainly, you know, we can catch up with them and do the same here.
Voiceless recently contracted with an independent survey firm to speak to 1,000 randomly selected Australians about factory farming. Dana Campbell says they found 4 out of 5 Australians would support laws to ensure farm animals are allowed access to the outdoors. 90% of those surveyed thought food should be labelled according to how it was produced, and 60% were prepared to pay up to 30% more for their food if they knew it had been produced ethically. You can find out more about the Voiceless organisation at voiceless.org.au.